Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the author Chinua Achebe, born in Ogidi, Nigeria, in 1930. His parents were evangelical Protestants, and when he went to university, he gave up his birth name, Albert, and he took his Igbo middle name, Chinua. He joined the Nigerian Broadcasting Service when he was 24 years old, and it was then he wrote his first novel, Things Fall Apart, which is still today the most widely read book of African literature. Achebe describes himself as a cultural nationalist, but nevertheless he writes his books in English, which he's been criticized for. He said that colonialism, for all of its evils at least, gives diverse communities a language with which to talk to one another, and therefore they can reach people all across Nigeria, all the different small language groups. It's the birthday of Andrea Barrett, born in Boston in 1954, went to Union College, got a degree in biology, and she set out to write stories and novels reflecting her interest in science. Her collection of short stories, Ship Fever, became a bestseller in 1996. Because so many of her books deal with science, she has to do research before she writes. In order to finish her novel, The Voyage of the Narwhal, about British scientists exploring the Arctic, Barrett traveled herself to the Arctic. Andrea Barrett, who said, "I think science and writing are utterly the same thing. They're completely rooted in passion and desire, if they're any good at all." And it's the birthday of the man who said, "Satire is what closes on Saturday night." George S. Kaufman, born in Pittsburgh, 1889. He was a drama critic for the New York Times who went to work as a script doctor, polishing up a melodrama. 1918, play called Someone in the House. The play was a flop, but it established Kaufman's reputation as a collaborator, and he set out to collaborate with the playwright Mark Connelly and then Moss Hart, with whom he wrote a smash hit, You Can't Take It With You. 1936, they wrote it in just 5 weeks, start to finish. The story of the Sycamore family spend their time doing ballet, feeding their snakes, playing the xylophone, and making fireworks in the basement. Here's a poem for today, a poem from the early 1600s, Ben Jonson's Song to Celia. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine, or leave a kiss but in the cup, and I'll not look for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine, but might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine. I sent thee late a rosy wreath, not so much honoring thee as giving it a hope that there it could not withered be, but thou thereon didst only breathe and sendst it back to me, since when it grows and smells, I swear, not of itself, but thee. Song to Celia by Ben Jonson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.